Today's date is October 25th, 2023. I have on the phone Tamara Larimore. Good afternoon, Tamara.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Yes. And where do you live?
I live in Claremore. It's about 30 minutes from Tulsa.
Yes. And so then for the filming, did you drive each day from Claremore to Prohaska, or how did you set yourself up for that?
Yes, I drove about an hour and 10 minutes each day back and forth. I'd be driving about 5 o'clock, get there at my call time. So sometimes it'd be 6:30, and I try to be there a little before, about 30 minutes, 20, 30 minutes before my call time, so I could be ready.
Right. So overall then, how many months do you think you devoted to the film?
About 6.5 to 7 months.
Were they sure they wanted you at the very beginning?
Well, I went to the casting call, and it was just an open casting call. Basically, they took my information and took my picture. I got a call for an audition. They wanted me to audition for a driver for the movie. So I went to my audition for that, and I passed. They were pretty impressed, and I got to drive a 1915 Ford Model T, and that was pretty cool, pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. But that was awesome. And so I passed, and they let me be a driver.
Okay, so when we say you're a driver, an Osage driver, would you then in that role actually be working for a wealthy Osage person, and you as a white would be working for them? Is that the way it would have been?
No, I was just going to be one of the rich Osage drivers.
Are you native? Are you Native American?
I am Cherokee, Creek, and Choctaw.
Oh, okay. So then you have the appearance of Native Americans.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. Now I get it. And then you maybe thought you'd be just in a few scenes, but maybe it developed into more than that?
Yes. I thought I would be there for just, a driver for a day or something. But then I got a call. I was told I needed to go to a fitting and then a rehearsal. So while I was at my fitting, hey, you're going to be a shinny player, which shinny is an Osage game. It's almost like field hockey, almost like lacrosse, but field hockey. That was new to me. So I was like, okay, I can learn this game. And they dressed me for that. And then they dressed me to be the wealthy Osage driver. So right then and there, I thought, okay, I'm going to be in more scenes, maybe a few more scenes than what I thought. Then we went to rehearsal for the shinny game. And they said, okay, we'll need you back tomorrow for a church scene. And I'm like, okay, all right, that's good. So these scenes just kept coming. They were like, we're going to need you for this. We're going to need you for that. And I was a princess at one time. And I was like, okay, I can do that. But yeah, I had about 13 costumes, 4 wigs, and the same pair of shoes, heels. That were awful.
But weren't you could have been cast then as an Osage tribal member, like Molly Burkhart's family member. Would you have been part of that?
Yes. They said I was a part of her family because I was at the wedding. I was in the wedding scene, funeral scene. So I was there. I was a part of her family. And then I was a part of the Osage Council where she went to Washington, D.C., and then they took a picture at the train scene. So I was a part of that.
So then you were around Lily Gladstone, correct?
Yes.
And how was that experience for you? And then in the shooting, too, you would have been close to her.
Yes, I was pretty close to her, and then I actually talked to her, and she was very humble. She was the sweetest person, and she never talked like she was a diva or anything. She wasn't like that. She was just a sweet soul, just a sweetheart.
And I've seen the film, and you have too, more than likely, right?
Oh, yes, I have.
You would have been around in the wedding then, because Molly marries Ernest Burkhart, played by Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
So you were around him too then, close to him.
Yes, I was. I actually I was a dancer as well in at their reception. So that was pretty fun. He came over to see what we were like, how we were dancing and everything. And I made a comment to him and I said, "Come on, Leah, let's dance." And he said, "No, my character doesn't dance." So that was pretty funny. That was a fun day.
But he seemed fun and
oh yeah.
Yeah. Easy to be around.
He was very fun. He was humble too, and he was very respectful. Yeah, he was a pretty good guy. I got to see him on his last day of filming, and it was me and two more extras, and we were the only ones there for his last day. So I got a picture with him. That was pretty cool. He took my phone, and he was like, "Here, let me go ahead and take it because I can't get my costume in the picture." And I was like, "Okay." So he took my phone. I still have that phone.
Yes. well, he's a good looking guy, but in person, I'm sure he's even maybe more handsome in person.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Whenever he doesn't have, you know, the prosthetic teeth that they give him. And, he's a little shorter than what I expected, but yeah, he was great.
And I think I noticed that the prosthetic piece, was that in his jaw, in his mouth?
They were fake teeth. Yeah, there was in his mouth.
Then did Martin Scorsese, was he directing that wedding scene? So he would have been there too.
Yes. Yes, he was. I remember he was fond of the camera. There was a photographer there and he just loved that camera. He wanted to see how it worked because it was kind of old time. It was, of course, old timey. And that was pretty cool. That was probably the closest I got to him. Well, I did get close to him at one of the dances in Pawhuska. He was there, and I got to actually personally thank him for letting me be in his movie. And he was like, "Well, what's your name?" And I told him my name, and he shook my hand. He was like, "I'm so sorry." He said, "There's just so much going on during the days that he couldn't really, you know, talk." So I'm like, "No, that's fine. That's fine."
We forget that he's 80 years old.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He moves better than me. I can say that.
So those were hot days with hot clothing, heavy clothing, weren't they?
Oh my goodness. Yes. Yes. I had on some leggings, like hose. Then I had on another layer on. It was just like, just another dress, underwear dress. And then, I had on a skirt, a shirt, a long sleeve shirt, and, a blanket, a wool blanket. And it was so hot. It was like 90 something degrees, almost 100 degrees. And I was actually getting darker, and we were told not to get darker than the girls, than the main actresses. But I mean, I'm Native American, so of course I'm going to get a little darker.
So they said, "Don't get darker," meaning you had to stay out of the sun.
Yes. Yes. They try to apply sunscreen as much as they could. We had to have umbrellas. I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm getting dark.
You know, were they very, I suppose, making sure you were hydrated and giving out water a lot and concerned about?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They were giving us cold washcloths to, you know, just keep ourselves cool and everything and get into some shade. But yeah, they had their little catering person. They had Kraft come around and give us water, make sure we were hydrated. We were good. They gave us electrolytes. So, yeah, they took really good care of us.
There were emotional days. I think you've described the whole experience as blood, sweat, and tears. What do you mean by that?
Let's see. Where the house exploded, we'd have to walk through the wood debris and everything and some of the wood, if you stepped on it right, it would hit you in the leg. Or if you're running through it, you'll fall. And I had wood to the shin, and it was painful. It was very painful, but I just kind of had to act. Of course, I had to act like, you know, it didn't hurt, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like shocked about the explosion.
And we should say that house was exploded, but then the you're talking about how they created what have been the remains of the house, and you were around that explosion scene then as well.
Yes.
So that's the blood. What about the sweat?
The sweat was just from all the hot days that we were there and having to be in those dresses and with the blankets and stuff. Right. So,
So then it became tears and emotional for you at a specific point?
Yes, whenever I heard Molly's scream. When I heard Molly's scream, that's whenever it hit me.
Because she had seen Anna's body, her sister.
Yes.
And when you heard that scream, that resonated with you.
Yes. Yes.
Because
she just found someone near and dear to her, and that was her sister.
And you related that to your own experience.
Yes. I personally didn't find my aunt like that. My grandmother is the one that found my aunt, her daughter. So I could just imagine how both felt. Mm-hmm. And it took a toll on me that day.
While that was moving, then you saw the film, you felt the enormity of the film. And by the way, since you were playing in Osage families, weren't there Osage people in it around you who maybe were descendants of the victims? Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, I was around a few of them, but a lot of them didn't talk about a whole lot. So I didn't really get a lot of the history behind it. I made some pretty close friends that would talk about it. And then I actually found out that my stepfather, who is Osage, he is a descendant of Byron Burkhart. So that was pretty crazy to find out.
Is he still around?
Yes, my stepdad, he is still around.
What an experience. And I know you're so glad that you could have been part of it, which will be an Oscar-winning movie and maybe other categories as well. You extras bonded so that maybe you get together, maybe you've already gotten together?
Oh, yes, we have. We've gotten together many times. A lot of the times I couldn't really go to their gatherings, but because I have my family and we're on the move a lot too. So I'm just glad everybody can still be in contact with each other and talk to each other and be excited for each other, especially about this movie.
Right.
And I've always heard, you know, there's no such thing as small parts, only small actors. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're all in the background. We're all with each other. We all can see each other. We're like, hey, there's me, there's you, there's her, you know.
So as you looked at the film, and you may need to see it again, obviously you're going to.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know how many times you were actually seen in the film, do you?
Yeah, I counted about 4 or 5 times.
Wow, what a
4 or 5 times.
How fun for you to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Yeah. Wow, well, really. You've given us a good description here of what you did and what you went through, and I thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for doing it. We're all proud of this. And then to think that this is being seen in international countries, France and Italy and Germany, mm-hmm. they're all looking at this story out of Oklahoma. It's pretty amazing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm ready to see the reviews, a lot more reviews internationally and everything.
Yes. And so far the reviews we have here, of course, are very, very good. Tamara, thank you. This was fun talking with you. I sure appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye. Thank you, Tamara.